You're very welcome back to That's Entertainment. It's been absent for a few weeks for one reason or another. And beg your pardon for that?
I said I'm very upset about it.
Really?
It meant that we couldn't discuss, after hours and hours and hours of election coverage, you didn't discuss the most important thing to the electorate out there.
What's that?
Who looked the prettiest in the posters?
We can't do it now, though.
I know. That's why I'm annoyed.
I know.
I mean, I've travelled the length and breadth of the country in the last few weeks. I had a lot of information to
discuss. I'm not sure you can really assess people based on their looks any longer.
Well, I'm not assessing them based on their look. I'm assessing their posters. Yeah. I mean, these are posters.
Mugs on it, though.
But but these are posters that people, you know, had done professionally.
Yeah.
And so I did feel they were up for conversation, but now we can't discuss it.
Well,
so
we can afterwards.
Yeah.
And we can then sort of start assessing if that's quite
a warning to anybody who doesn't have them down in 2 weeks. We will be holding
and
a poster beauty competition.
Take your cable ties with you.
Oh, yes.
Please, take your cable ties with you. That's all I can...
I have a sister down in Galway, and she has a list of candidates in Galway. As she says herself, she woke up one morning, opened the bedroom windows, and at least three Galway candidates were looking in the window at her in her nightdress. So she's like, they're definitely on her list.
Okay. Also, if there's any of the Fionnuala votes in her top five, if you want to drop them over, she put them on her bedroom wall.
That's true.
Right, we have to be careful. That's both men and women as well. Her wall is
an equal opportunity.
Didn't say either or.
It's an equal opportunity.
Yeah, I know. Just have to be very careful. Someone asked that to you earlier on. We're very careful with the moratorium, right? Someone asked earlier on what the punishment was, and I didn't know.
Oh, I think it's a fine, isn't it?
My understanding is that it's a
quite steep fine if it persists. That's my understanding.
Well, then you keep your mouth shut. Although you'll be paying it.
It was years ago, but yeah, that's my understanding.
It is a good thing
to get involved in, and it is a good thing for candidates to put themselves forward. It's brave, and you know, we don't all have that. A lot of us sit back talking about it, but don't actually do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is good to put yourself forward.
Yeah, lots of people have voted already and keep it going. Okay,
yeah.
You heard the voice there of Katie McGee, who's with us, of course, as is Fionnuala Rabbit. And we've lots to talk about, lots of stuff on the telly. I'm struggling to watch things at the moment because I keep falling asleep.
You've had a busy day, as we just said. You've had a busy couple of weeks.
Yes.
But I think it's also the warm weather, isn't it?
Yes.
It kind of makes you sort of, you get a bit cozy on the couch and suddenly you find yourself dozing off.
It's very discombobulating, though, because you're wrecked on the couch and it's like daylight outside then.
No,
and you're
that's
like,
the wrong password. There's no one, you've given me the wrong password. Shannon's given me the wrong password. I'm trying to present a program.
Oh, the Gmail.
No, but don't read it out loud.
No, there it is.
Oh, lowercase. Yeah. Right, okay. Well, I was given higher case.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Did I just show everybody in Donegal all of my passwords? Because I hate to say it, I actually have to have them all written down. That's the life I live.
The problem is with iPhone users, you all store your passwords in your notes. It's crazy. Android users don't do that, you know. So in other words, if you lose your phone and I happen to get into your phone, you're going to have all of your passwords for everything in your notes. All iPhone users do.
I can't help it because I cannot remember my own name.
Right, okay. I seriously can't help it.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let me see. Right, so what should we talk about first? Let me just see where this saved and then we can find out if we're going to talk about that first. No, we'll talk about Hamilton in a bit. Clarkson's Farm 3, you want to talk about that? Because he's just been given another 3 years of this, another three seasons. Did you know that?
I did not, but I am not surprised.
Three more seasons, megabucks. Why do you like it?
Do you know what I like about it is because I don't actually like him. You know what I mean? This is the thing about it is.
It surprised you.
It did. It really snuck. First of all, I love the idea of farming.
Yes.
But I have no concept and no knowledge of, you know, the amount of work involved, the, you know, the difficulties of life with it. And I just think it does give you that kind of an insight into it. But I would be very like him in the sense of like, I've always thought chickens would be nice. You know, that kind of a farming. This is the farming that I have in my head. It's very, you know,
yeah.
I'd like to have chickens and maybe a donkey or, you know, that kind of thing, yes, around the house. Obviously, I live in an estate, so the neighbours would not be impressed. But that's the kind of idea I have. So I've always had like a little bit of a graw towards farming. Clarkson's Farm, what I find interesting about it is I don't particularly like him, but I love him in this.
Yeah.
There's something about the grumpy old man thing that really works with the farming kind of an idea. The other characters that come up in it, which are genuine people, when you say characters, it makes it sound like as if it's, you know, like a drama or something. But these are people. I mean, you have his partner is an Irish girl. And she's always kind of telling him to, you know, cop himself on. And then you have the Caleb, the young man who's...
He's so funny.
He's so funny. And Nick, yeah, he's so famous now and it's just hilarious. Yeah. Like, but he just, there's a lovely warmth about it. And, you know, it's a half hour watch. You sit down. I have recommended it to all of my uncles in particular because they did come from a farming background. And in fairness to them and my poor grandfather, as soon as they could walk, they ran from the idea of being,
yeah,
farmers.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them. So I keep saying to them, oh, you should totally watch this. You should. And they are loving it because there's just something. Like he does talk about the difficulties, you know, in previous seasons we've had, we'll say with COVID, the difficulties that caused. It talks to you about the difficulties that the weather can do, the speed in which they have to try and get things done. Things do fall apart there, as in because it's weather related, planning, different things like that. And there's something just very relatable.
I think
about
also
it.
He's going to need a different platform. Obviously, he's got Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which is doing really well. But I watched the most recent grand tour of...
they're getting too old for it, aren't they?
I don't mind. It's their behaviour hasn't adjusted, right? I think they can bring something new to it with having a little bit of maturity to it.
Mm.
But the Bums and Willie jokes, and also there was always an element of... there's also always a scripted element to it, right? Mm. Even in the Top Gear years.
Mm.
And it was subtle, but you knew it happened and all that kind of,
yeah,
stuff. But now it's so obvious. Do you know what I mean? It's so,
yeah,
obvious,
it's
that
I know,
a lot
of
the Smires is
scripted. That's, like I said, I'm not
and
a big fan of it
just
anymore.
Can't see legs. Because I would have been a fan of it, but they're still doing the very childish stuff. And
it's amazing that people don't seem to think that their audiences mature along with them. It's like I remember going to see Tom Jones one time in concert. Awesome. The guy was
happy birthday, Tom. It's his birthday today.
Wow, yeah. That's coincidental.
No.
I didn't even know.
No.
But we went to see him in concert because I have a pact with a friend of mine that we go and see anybody we think, you know, might not be long for this earth. So we went to see Tom Jones. I hastened, Dad, about 15 years ago. So the man was flying it.
Yeah, but he was 69 then.
But he was flying it. So we went, but he was brilliant. He was on stage. He still had the voice. He still had the whole thing. And it was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then he grabbed his crotch, as he does,
right, okay,
as would have done in the past. And I went, ooh, Tom.
Yes.
Ooh, Tom.
Yeah. But what was he checking for?
You're a grown-up now.
Like, where's my wallet and my keys?
It just, but you know what I mean? It was like as if they didn't, yeah, think the audience, yeah, had, you know, your audience matures
with
you.
But was there not like a couple of 72-year-olds going, oh, Tom, you've still got it, love.
I know, there probably was, but it was just wrong.
Were you there?
Yeah, that was
it was
me.
You up the front throwing up your knickers. It was just wrong. It just always made me think people, you,
yeah,
know, your audience matures with you, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. I do understand. And I just, the problem is I think they've killed the golden goose with their most recent show. There's the elements of it were still there, but the scripted element and the silly, silly jokes and, oh, they're asleep, so let's put some smelly meat in the front of the car. I mean, it's all been done a million times. They need to come up with some other stuff. Right, so Clarkson's Farm, confirmed for another 3 seasons as well,
amazing,
too, or at least it's very much in the... Very interesting list from you, actually, Fionnuala, because Welcome to Wrexham was in there too. That's football, so farming and football, 2 shows.
I know.
Like.
Did
but
I
we'll
never...
not come to that. We'll come to you in a second.
Yeah.
But I'll want to go quickly to Katie. Man in Full. What is,
yes,
this?
This, I actually, we
binge,
Netflix, we binge watched it.
Okay.
It's a very, very good show. Now, disclosure. Bit of controversy at Netflix and a bit of trouble about the last 10 minutes of this where there's an extremely lewd scene that is of a full frontal
male nudity.
Male nudity, yeah, ooh, exactly.
Not Jeff Bridges.
No. A fellow called Tom Pelfrey is his name. He was in Ozark.
Oh, Tom Pelvis is his name.
My God, speaking of boyish jokes. My God, people are listening to you.
Okay, sorry.
Mature.
You're the one getting all coy about a bit of male nudity.
No, but you know what? It's interesting because Netflix are in big are getting into big trouble about this.
Actual trouble. I know people were going like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Well, trouble?
Very quickly, before I move on to what the show is actually about, they have done a few extremely controversial scenes. There's the end of 13 Reasons Why, which they had to axe. Then there's the whole thing around baby reindeer, which we've discussed a lot, but there's the whole thing about the privacy of the main.
Well, she's lodged
175 million.
Exactly. Yes. And then the end of this as well. So I do think that they're kind of borderline, you know, needing to kind of watch what their audience are saying. In any case, this show is about Jeff Daniels plays the main character, who is a property mogul who is like a multi-millionaire. And the banks basically come after him. I'm not giving anything major away. This happens in the first 10 minutes of the first episode. Come after him, basically saying, you owe loads and loads of money, so we're going to come after you for it now, and we're not giving you any more credit. We're doing this and that and the other. So that's how it starts, and then it kind of develops from there. So it's basically how he's trying to claw his way back and remain a millionaire, basically. And he's not the nicest of guys. There is some scenes in it that are a little bit stressful to watch, I would say.
Okay.
But it's a very good show. You know, your man Tom Pelfrey plays one of the accountants for the bank who's sort of going against him. And, you know, it's basically will he, won't he get out of it in the end, and his dodgy dealings basically to try and remain where he is financially.
Do you enjoy it though?
It was brilliant. I really thought it was good. I recommended it to a few of the ones at home as well, and was getting texts saying, "Yeah, God Almighty, watch that!" Like it within two nights type of thing. I think it's six episodes long. They're about 45 minutes long each. But there's a lot of content in each episode. Very in-depth watch. But so if you're wanting to sit and kind of really get involved in something, it's a very good show.
Okay.
Google Tom Pelfrey. I totally see him.
Lucy Liu's in it as well.
Has anyone started watching the Benedict Cumberbatch show that's on Netflix?
Eric, is it?
Eric, yeah.
It's getting terrible reviews.
Is it?
That's what put me off it.
I tried to watch a bit of it, but it's I don't know. Okay. There's something very odd
That's actually
it.
Really quite disappointing.
A lot of people are saying that it's, you know...
Have you watched Eric on Netflix, people? Let us know.
Go ahead. The concept is supposed to be, sounds amazing, but people are saying that it's very drawn out, very sort of boring to watch. Not a very kind of engaging watch. The critics are saying.
Right, okay. Yeah. Right, they're probably... I'll be interested in the listeners' view on that, because you know critics.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just could have it in for them. Let's see. Right, back with more from Katie and Fionnuala after these. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show, and what happens off air stays off air, I think, for all the better, suffice to say. Fionnuala's had her phone out, and that's not all that was out. But I'll not say anything further than that. Okay. Right, Hamilton. So this is a show that you've raved about for the longest time.
Yes, I have, absolutely, because it was, first of all, I've been dying to see it since it was first released. And then people may remember when I first started to do this show was in 2020. Obviously, we won't talk about what was going on then. But one of the big things that happened, forget about everything else, was the launch of the Disney platform. And one of the things that the Disney platform had on their launch was Hamilton. It was the big draw to bring adults in, you know, outside of the kids thing. And it was the original version of it, the version that was on Broadway for X number of years, the version that was shown in the White House, that was shown in America to the Queen and all that kind of thing. So this is what it is. So Hamilton is the creation of Lin-Manuel Miranda. It took him 7 years to write it. Lin-Manuel Miranda was a, last time I'm going to say that name because it gives me a tongue twister, was a teacher in New York. And he was doing a little bit here and a little bit there and trying to get onto stage and do bits and pieces like that, like a jobbing actor with a teacher instead. And in his spare time, over 7 years, he wrote Hamilton. Yes. And Hamilton is quite possibly, after Les Mis, one of the greatest shows that was ever written.
Why is it so good?
It's so good. It's just hard to describe why it's so good. It's a problem. People really just need to see it because I've said it to people before and they've been like, oh, this is daft. And then they've actually seen it away. In the States, it was released in 2015. Mm-hmm. It has a combination of kind of like show-stopping tunes, you know, the way that you'd have in a regular show. But then it also really utilizes like hip-hop, R&B, pop, soul. It's completely like Les Mis. It's all singing, all dancing. So as my daughter said to me when I took her to see Les Mis, are they not going to talk? No, they're not going to talk. It's a musical. This is a proper musical. And it's just so engaging. The music is fabulous. You'll be humming and singing it. The story has just got so many intricate layers. The story is basically about Alexander Hamilton, which some people may not know, but he was one of the founding fathers in America. He wrote a good chunk of the Constitution, and he also wrote the Bill of Rights and different things like that. He actually came from one of the islands that America then owned at the time. I want to say Grenada or something, but I'm not 100% sure where he's from anyways. So he came from one of the islands. It was a terrible tragedy. He was known to be very smart. His family were killed, and then he was sent to America on a school scholarship. While in America then on this school scholarship, he just decided to knuckle down and make the most of this that the people from his island had gotten together to give him this opportunity. He then knuckled down. At the time, obviously, America was under... there was no such thing as America. It was under British rule. It was one of the colonies. And then he just became part of a group of people with George Washington, Lafayette, all these different people that were the key members and signers of the Proclamation of Independence and that kind of thing in America. So he's a key figure in the history of America. What makes it so interesting, though, is his life in this is. So he starts off and he's like, you know, I said he came from a very poor background. It talks about his schooling, his going through the meeting of the other people that he met at the time, some of the great writing that he's done, his marriage, when he met the man who will eventually murder him in the end. Not a big secret. It's all in history. And the music and everything is just...
Well,
it's just outstanding.
That's obviously why ahead of its arrival in the Bald Gash, it sold out 71 times internationally.
Yeah.
And it looks fantastic.
Yes, it's sold out.
People watching the show will see the staging of it. Sorry, I don't have a microphone.
Bald Gash Theatre that are sold out.
Huh?
71 shows in the Bald Gash Theatre that are sold out.
They're all sold out.
There's nothing else on in the Bald Gash Theatre?
No, there is a
whole. For the whole of the thing, yeah.
In nearly a year in advance, mind you, yeah.
Yes. It's just an unbelievable show.
I get you. Right, this is, I was reading the graphic here.
It's a really big deal.
Yeah. 71 shows have been put on in the Bald Gash,
yes.
Or at least 71, and they've all sold out.
Yes.
That's remarkable.
It sells out everywhere. In the States, where as I said, it started in 2015, it was on in a general theatre. Now, tickets sales in America can be dear for some of these theatres, but you're talking like maybe $200, you know, $300 to go for the ticket. $2,500 is what it costs to go and see this when it was on in America, the original production of it. That's how sought after it was.
I think the West End, it's about £500 a ticket as well.
Yes, the West End went crazy as well in the beginning. Sure, and this is almost 10 years later.
I didn't realise shows actually were ran that extensively in this country. Is this unprecedented, is it? I can't recall.
I mean, I'd say this is the Hamilton one now is,
anyway.
Yeah, they wouldn't know. I mean, they do in fairness to them now. That would also include that they have matinees, you know
of
what
course,
I mean? So it's running over X number of weeks and they've got matinees and they've got nighttime shows. But I don't think anything's running quite as long as this.
I've never heard tell of it anyway.
It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal show.
Okay, right. So what if I want to go? I don't want the hassle of driving down.
Well, that is part of the thing that we're doing here, because I have 100%.
This is what we're talking about.
I know, we are talking about it here, but I know, but I don't want people to think that I'm just flogging it, because actually, It is awesome.
It flogs itself.
It totally does. And also, you know, added to it, if you'd like to come and meet, you know, half the rabbit family, we'll all be there. So,
please, they're lovely. Don't let them put go.
I know. Don't let them put go. There'll be a load of us trickled around the place. Yes. So we are actually bringing a trip on Monday, the 21st of October. So as usual with our trips, you'll come here to the station or to one of our pickup points. We'll pick you up. We'll take you on the bus up to Dublin. You'll have an overnight stay in the City North Hotel, bed and breakfast there in the City North Hotel. You will get your tickets to the show. So we'll pick you, drop you off at the hotel, let you freshen up. We'll pick you up, drop you in then as far as the board got, let you enjoy the show, be waiting outside-ish for you to come and get back, bring you back to your hotel, bring you into Dublin then the next day if you'd like to do a little bit of shopping, or you can stay in the hotel if you prefer, and then we head back the next day. And this is all happening on Monday, October the 21st. And as we say, this is a completely sold out show, has been sold out everywhere.
71 shows. And the cost?
And the cost is €249 per person sharing. Wow, so okay. I don't think it's a lot for a.
I mean, if you have access, if you have the access money, that's really good value. Because listen, go and try and source a hotel room yourself. Go and try and source a ticket yourself. You can't because they're sold out.
Yes.
Not having to take the car down, being dropped from the hotel to Bord Gáis and back, and then if you want to shop, that's actually really, really good value. And I'm not just saying that.
No, I think absolutely. Yeah. Look, there's a convenience factor for people. And I think anybody who's been on our shows can text in and let you know the convenience and handiness of it is. And as you say, the fact that you get a hotel, you know, that's of a reasonable value. If you were to ring to try and do something in October where Hamilton is on anywhere near the Bord Gáis, you are going to be paying, I would imagine, nearly €300 just for the hotel. They know it's sold out. Yeah. And they went like that nearly straight away because the Bord Gáis knew. Mm. They've been trying to get this show since, I think, COVID. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay. This has been something for 2020 because there's been talk about it.
I'm not a big theatre goer either, but I think for someone who kind of wants to know what it's all about, this sounds like a really good show to dip your foot in as well. I mean, obviously there are those that love the shows and see them and all that kind of stuff, but this looks very accessible to a broader audience.
I think what people will like about this is the fact that the music is modern in it.
Yeah.
You know the way it is, in a lot of people think when you go to a show, you know, like Les Mis is one of the greatest shows that ever was. But a lot of people find it difficult to sit through because they're not musical people. And as I said, my own daughter, who, you know, I love dearly, even though she lets me down with words like, is there no talking? Like, doesn't like it. She doesn't get it. And I was like, oh my God, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But this is a show that everybody, I think, will like, and younger people will like as well, because it just listening to it makes you want to get up and dance. You know what I mean? It makes you want to move your body. It's just a phenomenally fast-paced, beautiful show. And King George comes out, and you know, the king that was the king at the time of the American Revolution was obviously, just to really tie everything in, the King from Bridgerton. Just to get everybody on board with it. It's a whole thing.
All the audiences.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. And he comes out. He's a character in it, and I mean, just even look up on YouTube or anything at all, the King George songs in it. Or stand around outside my house because it's usually blaring when I'm in the shower. It's so good. It's just a phenomenal show, and people should really, if you can at all, you should really try and go and see it.
Right, okay, so let's see how you do it. You go to the outlet, and Wicked is there. Upcoming events, Hamilton is there. You just simply click in on the outlet, book your ticket now, one for the bucket list. And your trip includes luxury transfer, your overnight stay at the Four Star City Hotel, North Hotel Dublin on a B&B basis, your ticket for the show. Early booking, of course, is advised. And you can do it on the website, but if you want to give us a call, 07491 25000, we will hook you up. So 249 includes... 249 actually includes everything in terms of your bus, your hotel, your breakfast, and your ticket to the show, and your bus back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I think that's pretty decent in fairness. Okay, get on that, because it is sold out. 71 shows at the Bord Gáis sold out. Just before the break, Mary Connolly on Facebook, I thought Eric was great.
Okay.
So there you go. Another, I watched Eric, but Cumberbatch is such an annoying alcoholic character in it that it was pretty annoying. Murphy's Law and Undercover are good detective shows on Netflix at present, and sci-fi fans should check out Atlas, a feminist space movie from Jennifer Lopez. What's a feminist space movie?
Yeah, I saw that come up.
It was number one for ages.
I know, it was.
Millions of views at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I just
can't. I'm not into sci-fi. So.
Are you not into Jenny from the Block?
No.
Jenny from the Block's getting a lot
Don't
of
be fooled by the rocks that
at the moment.
I know. Isn't she brings up with Ben. I'm not sure I can cope. It's too much.
What about the next Bridgerton? I cannot wait.
I have to say, I 100%, I'm very upset. I was watching it, and as I've been saying all along, the wonderful Nicola Coughlan, who stars in this particular series of it, and the first four were out, they do not disappoint. But the wonderful Nicola Coughlan, as I always say, is, neighbor's child. So I was watching it with the, hand over my eyes, ready to block it. My sisters promised me there was no naughty bits, and I was blindsided by the naughty bits.
Oh, no.
But it
like
is...
Just like you were during the last break.
Absolutely.
I don't know how difficult people realise it is to get your phone out, open the app, go to the series, go to the last episode, scroll through... All in 2.5 minutes. And then she gets blindsided.
I was able to guide her to the minute that it was. I know what minute it is.
I wanted to know whether I was going to go back and watch the,
That's
watch the TV
on,
program
yeah.
or not.
Katie told you what minute it was on.
She told me how fast to scroll.
Girls
such a bad reputation.
I know.
A giggly sense of humour sometimes.
It's
no harm.
But I'm saying Bridgerton, awesome. Nicola Coughlan, Neighbour's Child. Doing a brilliant job on it. Brilliant job. Second half of this third series is out on the 13th.
I was scrolling through the upcoming events here. The trip to Salou. Any staff going to that? Any shows being done from Salou?
It's still under negotiation.
Really? No one's negotiated with me.
You haven't put forward your...
My proposal.
Your proposal.
I turn up to the airport for free.
You don't need someone for the entertainment. I don't think Michael likes the sun, so...
Should totally go. I know, I've never actually been. Salou is awesome. I'm hoping to go to that
I
myself.
I was in Salou once.
It's right beside Barcelona.
I won a trip to Salou in the Daily Star.
Oh my goodness.
About how long ago was it? It must be, I don't know what it must be. It has to be 25 years ago.
Wow.
I rang in a competition in the Daily Star and won a trip to Salou.
Oh my God, maybe we'll have Amazing. To see, send That's, you yeah. so that you That's can talk about how ago. Different it is now.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's unbelievably built up now.
Yeah. Really remember.
It looks like an amazing trip.
Well, my memory of it
it's
was
going to be amazing.
I went out and sat at the pool and everyone there seemed to be from Donegal. Like there was Arua shirts and Ardra shirts and even, it was funny.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. Like, but I mean, I'm sure it's changed now. That was an awful long time ago. Maybe it hasn't. Okay, anyway, listen, enough of that. We'll take a break, and then we're going to be talking about a fundraising event in a show coming up soon. And then we're going to hear more as well from Katie and, of course, Fionnuala. It's 11:36, and in studio with us now is Trudy McLaughlin, PRO of the Inishowen Vintage Show. Hi, Trudy.
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
Doing good. How are you keeping?
Oh, not so bad.
Excellent. Right, okay, so the Inishowen Vintage Weekend starts tonight, is that right?
Starts tonight. You were chatting there about musicals. One of my, apart from Les Mis, top of the list for me as well, but one of my other favourites is Mamma Mia.
Okay.
And we have an ABBA tribute band kicking off the weekend on stage tonight at 10 o'clock. So...
And where is the stage? It's all in the Carrick Field in Mobile, is that right?
We have a big marquee in the Carrick Field. Now, you don't know where the Carrick Field is. It's just on the Green Castle Road. It's about half a mile outside of the Green Castle Road. But there's plenty of signs to direct people.
Brilliant stuff. And what about parking and stuff?
Oh, don't you worry about parking. There's 3 or 4 fields for cars to park in, so there's plenty of parking.
Right, so what is the Inishowen Vintage Show, though, and we'll talk about some of the highlights?
The show started 22 years ago. It followed on. They used to have a ploughing championship kind of thing. And then a couple of fellas then decided, we could start an vintage show. Like, there's a lot of boys with cars and tractors and stuff. So 22 years ago, they had their first meeting, and that went from strength to strength to strength. It's
Well, we love our vintage cars, don't we? We love our agricultural stuff.
Well, I have to admit this now. that I would never have been into vintage cars or tractors or go to vintage shows. Mm. I thought, why would anybody want to go up and look at tractors in a field, like, you know. Until I went to my first one.
Yeah.
And I was totally blown away because it's much, much more than cars and tractors. Like,
yeah.
It's huge.
And there's a community as well, you see, isn't Absolutely. It? There's a community. A lot of these people bump into each other at
different...
Well,
then you see, I got the bug then for the vintage cars and that, like, you know. Yeah. So we, except my husband, we travel around, like, you know. To go
Did you get one yet?
Huh?
Did you get a vintage car yet?
I have a couple.
So the bug has finally, the bug has properly bitten. Brilliant stuff. Does an 09 Nissan X-Trail count? I wonder. No, it's not quite vintage enough. Right, okay.
Classic?
This is, right, so it kicks off this evening. I've got in front of me Orla, Fury and the David Craig Band tonight.
No, that's last year's.
Right, okay.
We have
Is it too late for me to go in? No, I'm going to go. Right, okay. So
no, I have to say, Orla Fury last year was brilliant.
Okay, well, that's a review. Now let's talk about what's coming up. So tonight, it starts tonight, and in the marquee, there is entertainment for the whole family. That's the way it's been framed. Tonight, ABBA. ABBA
Tonight's
are huge.
Over
ABBA are huge at the moment again. The back are huge, aren't
huge,
they?
Huge, absolutely huge.
Yeah.
And like, we're really, really lucky to get... We actually got a cancellation from this tribute band, Waterloo. They're called, and it was just. I know I was on with you before, like saying, but I was recovering from cancer, so it was given to me to say, right, you sort out Friday night, because we normally have a country act on the Friday night. So I love ABBA, I love Mamma Mia, I love everything about it. And I said, right, can we get an ABBA tribute band? And I tried high, low, east, west, everywhere to try and get an ABBA tribute band, and it was like. Mm. And I just happened, his daughter was in the shop one day and I was scrolling through and this ABBA band
Waterloo,
up.
Yeah, they're good, I've heard of them too.
And I clicked on it and they were like, oh my God, we've literally just got a cancellation.
Brilliant.
Wow. Meant to be.
Okay, so that's tonight. What time does that start in the marquee, Anne?
ABBA is on stage at 10 o'clock.
Okay, there'll be a bit of music beforehand, I'm sure,
yeah,
as
yeah.
well. As,
and then it's going to be followed down by an 80s disco.
Brilliant. Okay. Are you going to put anything 80s on? Do you have a jumpsuit?
Well,
you,
I can't well I'm threatening to do the whole ABBA gear.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That threat has just turned into a commitment. So I want you now to, if you're tonight and you see Trudy McLaughlin and she's not dressed up as a member of ABBA, and I don't care if it's one of the fellas or one of the girls, I don't care. If she's not dressed, I'm going to get you back in here on Monday morning and have it out with you. So that's a commitment from, and supporter to have fun with it. Get the headbands and everything
out. You see,
out.
Yeah. The thing is, I would encourage everybody to dress up because you get really more into the whole atmosphere of if you're dressed up.
And if other people are doing it, you don't be self-conscious. Go
absolutely,
have fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have fun. Life's short. Yeah. Go and have a bit of fun. Right, so, and then throughout tomorrow and Sunday, obviously daytime, the tractors and vintage cars, I presume, are on site, are they? Or are they arriving and leaving, or what's the story?
The show is actually only on Sunday.
Right.
So there's music on the Friday night, music on the Saturday night, and that funds
what's on
the show
Saturday?
On Sunday.
See, if I hadn't been given last year's running order, this would have been far more smooth. So what's on tomorrow night, Trudy?
So tomorrow night we're kicking off with the $2.
Okay.
And that was another sort of... somebody was
Happen chance.
To, somebody was listening to Highland Radio, and the $2 were on Highland Radio. And we're like, oh my God, they're good. So phoned them up and got them booked.
Happy days.
And the amount of people are saying, oh my God, you got the $2. They are brilliant.
Great.
And then following the $2 in is Celtic Knights.
Brilliant.
And like they're really big
on
a show on circuit. So Saturday night.
That's that sorted.
Saturday night normally just sells itself. It's normally packed out on the Saturday night anyway. I think you could have somebody playing the dustbins and people would come on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Not saying that Celtic Knights in the True Box would be playing the dustbins.
That sounds like a commitment. Now, if you see Trudy on Saturday night and she's not playing the dustbins.
Well, I'll not bet. I don't go out
no,
to Saturday.
No, you're all right. I'm only messing. No, we've got you sorted for tonight. You can stay in tomorrow night.
No, well, I don't go out on the Saturday for the reason that I'm up at the crack of dawn on
Sunday.
The Sunday morning
exactly.
to get ready for
Right,
the show
so tell us about Sunday then.
So the show itself on the Sunday.
The vintage show.
Is huge. Mm. It's probably one of the biggest. In the Northwest. Now, when I say cars and tractors, we have them. Hundreds of them. So anybody that wants to take their classic or vintage car or tractor down, you just register on the day. You don't have to pre-book or nothing. There is this year we have lawnmower racing. Now, when I heard of lawnmower racing first, I thought it was boys pushing their lawnmower out. But these are like, you know, sit-on lawnmowers that have been like modified. It is
hilarious,
best to crack. Yeah. And them men and women that are driving them, they're nut jobs. They really are.
God, I want to go.
It is one of the major criteria you need for lawnmower racing.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Right, so that's Threat Sunday, and lots on site. You've got huge capacity, a huge space.
We have a huge. But like, okay. It started off 22 years ago in the smallest field. Now, we have to thank Patsy Gillen's family for the use of their farm, because mm-hmm. we literally took over their farm for the full mm-hmm. weekend. And I have to give credit to the committee then, because after the weekend, they spend a week going across the fields and like a tiniest bit of, you know, the rings from the cans.
Oh, yeah. Everything's picked
it's like a CSI walk across the fields to get it cleaned up. Like.
And so that's Sunday. So that sells itself, really, because if you love tractors, old school machinery, new stuff, old vintage cars, what have you, that's all there. Anything on in the marquee on Sunday?
Well, marquee, we have a fashion show. Mm-hmm. Deirdre Bradley, Deirdre of the Diamond, she's doing a fashion show. Michaela Harkin, she'll be doing two slots. She'll be on before the fashion show and after the fashion show. I have 23 crafters coming down.
Nice.
They'll
one.
Also be in the marquee. And then we've got the famous tea tent with Sinead's tea tent team. It's a bit of a tongue twister. So they'll be looking after everybody, serving their tea and their coffee and that.
Well, listen, it's going to be a fantastic event, no doubt about it. It is at the Carrick Field in Mulville. Don't worry about parking. There's adequate parking on site. You've got ABBA tonight. You've got great entertainment tomorrow night. And also then on Sunday, you've got the whole vintage show. If you love your cars, your tractors, if you like to see people race, lawnmowers, that's happening too. Any food on site? Any food stores?
Oh, yeah, like there's a food quarter. There's a free children's play
area. I can just smell the burger now and the onions.
There's a free children's play area. There's Starfair Amusements. I don't know if you've ever seen the Potchine Makers. They're a comedy duo. Oh. Absolutely. Like,
I was going to say it for children.
Yeah. It's just everything go wrong with their punching still goes on. Okay. It's really funny.
That's brilliant. Listen, the best of luck. It's probably the biggest and best show in the Northwest. That's the tagline, isn't it?
Well, if Carlsberg don't do vintage shows, but if they did.
Okay, and how are you true to yourself? You're doing good now.
I just say that we're doing it this year for the oncology dear services, obviously because of my recovery and that. So big thanks to Lorraine and Rory from the oncology.
I'm really looking forward to doing the election stuff over the weekend, but I'm jealous. I think it's going to be fantastic fun, and I think you're all going to have a great time. And there's brilliant entertainment, and tonight sounds like great laugh as well.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll let you go and get your jumpsuit on and whatever else
I'll be the dancing queen tonight.
Of course. Well, I heard you're always the dancing queen. Do you know what you should do? You should do your jive.
Speak to us like that.
You should do your jive for June tonight in your full ABBA gear. Yeah, Google it. All right.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much, Trudy. Safe back up the road. Have a fantastic weekend. That is the 22nd annual vintage show on Sunday the 9th of June 2024. But there is music in the marquee tonight and tomorrow night. And on Sunday, hundreds of vintage cars and tractors and entertainment on Sunday for the whole family. Tonight, tomorrow night for the adults. Okay, back with more from Fionnuala and Katie after these. Today, mostly cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. It'll become drier and a bit brighter later in the day with just isolated showers by evening. Temperatures 13 to 15 degrees. I hope it's not going to be like last year where we get just sort of two short spells. We just need a bit of blooming weather. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hear me, Katie? Do you hear me?
Remember in the 80s when they told us about the ozone layer and we'd never heard of it before? We all thought, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Climate change is really going to work in our favour. As a selfish 16-year-old, I remember definitely thinking that.
No, it's more rain for you, my friend.
No.
It's more rain. Right. Let me see. Is there anything actually that both of you have the same?
No.
No, okay, sorry about that. That's me told. The burial on Prime, because some people might have that because they might get the free postage and stuff.
Yes, this is actually a comedy, and it sounds like No, well, it's sort of a darker comedy. It's not like laugh out loud, you know, but Jamie Foxx, Tommy Lee Jones, Alan Ruck is in it as well, and Pamela Reed as well. She, I was like, who is she? She was in like Kindergarten Cop and Junior and all those ones from the early 90s. And Jurnee Smollett, which is one of the paramedics in Chicago Fire. Love Chicago Fire. So this show is, he sees Tommy Lee Jones in a very different light. He's normally a pretty gruff sort of...
Well, he shouts all the time.
Does he?
Tommy Lee Jones, is that the fellow that was in...
Well, he kind of does, yeah. And I see where...
He shouts in every film he's in.
Fugitive, all right. But in this the character he plays in this movie is he's a funeral home owner. It's a family business, and he owns like a good few funeral homes. And he is struggling because of various costs that they're bringing for the local government, I suppose, are trying to bring in to run funeral homes. He's struggling to meet the costs, and he gets into a verbal agreement with a bigger company, and then realizes that they're not honoring their side, and so enters Jamie Foxx, who is an extremely successful lawyer, but he's a personal injury lawyer. But because of his success rate, they decided to bring him in and into a contract law case. So I suppose the comedy side of it is Jamie Foxx's character. Like, he's very, how would you put it?
Dry?
No, he's very eccentric, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, his whole thing is, you know, like, he doesn't take on cases he can't win. And initially he's kind of, you know, he's very reluctant to take on this case because of the fact that he doesn't think he can win it. And, you know, he's very in the media and he's very flashy. And it's completely opposite to Tommy Lee Jones's character, who's very much like... almost, excuse me, like a broken man kind of thing. Like, he's very, this is his legacy. He wants to pass it on to his family. And, you know, he's very, he has this undertone of sort of just a very much a local man trying to hold on to his business. And then you have this other lawyer character who's this big kind of audacious in the media on posters kind of character. And I suppose it is actually a true story as well.
Okay.
And, you know, apparently they remain friends to this day, this the lawyer and the funeral.
And it's a film.
It is a film.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, I watched the first half an hour. I turned it off because I realised actually this is one that my husband would actually probably really enjoy as well. So, but it's really
your
promising.
Marriage is in really good shape.
I know.
Isn't it?
Scary.
Isn't it terrible that I have so much respect for him?
No, I mean, used to are still in the honeymoon period. So,
this is why I'm not married. I've never met anybody enough to say, I'm going to stop watching this now.
Let's recap. She's sitting watching it, right, and go, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
And then stops watching it half an hour in because Darmo might like it as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's our 8-year wedding anniversary on Monday as well, just so you know. So 8 years on and I still turn off the TV for him. So
I'll never be married. I just have to accept it. I can't imagine myself.
I think you're all right, you know.
I just can't imagine myself actually
like
thinking.
8 years is so long to be with the, you know, I mean, it's like, it's great. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It is brilliant. Yeah.
So did he enjoy it?
Well, we haven't gotten around to watching it.
So you've come in to view something that you watched 25 minutes of, and you're going to finish it off with your hubby. Maybe tell us like
next week. He's too busy for me. He's got other things going on.
For your anniversary, you can sit down and watch it.
That can
be your gift to each other.
Exactly.
Oh,
but
my God.
It's
such a beautiful sacrifice you made.
I know. I really put a lot of work into this marriage. I do.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is actually, because, you know, you're watching, because Jamie Foxx is quite charismatic anyway, but like in this film, he plays a different, again, it's different sort of role for him. Like, it's not.
He hasn't been in a while.
He is cool, but he's not cool. You know, like, it's not.
I know what you're on about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll all find out how it ends whenever Dermot's ready
it's
to watch it.
It's very promising.
Yeah, send Dermot to call us when he's had time, when he's time to watch it. No.
All right.
You
okay.
Have to call me too.
The wheels are coming off.
No. Started excellent. Now we're like marriage counselling.
My word! I know. An in-person counselling session. All right. Hi all. Started watching Dark Matter on Apple. Jennifer Connelly starring. Mm. Your brain needs to be awake to follow this one. Pretty good multiverse story about a man trying to get back to his own multiverse after being kidnapped and swapped by another version of himself. This has probably confused you already. How well you know me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We lost me. A brain needs to be awake. So.
present.
Contained within my skull. I feel I've achieved me. Something.
Yeah. Third season of Mayor of Kingstown has started. Top class show. Good to see Jeremy Renner back on our screens after his accident. Yeah, he really nearly lost his life in a snow...
I wish it would just come, though. No, you can't watch it here unless you've got, like, Peacock, which is...
Mayor of Kingstown's not...
No, you're thinking Mayor of Easton.
Okay.
No, Mayor of Kingston is Jeremy Renner, you know.
That did come into my head.
He had the accident.
Yes, of course.
The truck rolled over.
No, it was a snowmobile, wasn't it?
Something massive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something massive, anyway.
He had an awful handling.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I'd love to see it.
Unfortunately, that's where we have to leave. The hour has flown. Loved being back with you again.
Absolutely.
After the last few weeks. And thank you so much, Fionnuala. Thank you so much, Katie. And just to remind you once again, folks, you're out voting today. Hopefully tomorrow we've got coverage from 9 of the separation of votes in the Aura. We're going to be keeping you update with tallies and all that kind of stuff throughout the day. We've got a panel program from 12, and on Sunday from 9 o'clock onwards, you won't miss a thing. We've got teams in all the centres. You can listen on the radio, of course, but also if you're at home and it suits you, you can watch on YouTube, Highland Radio Ireland, on your smart TV or Fire Stick. But for me, Greg Hughes, and all of the team, I was going to say have a great weekend, but have a great weekend with us tomorrow morning from 9. Bye bye.